Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Does Reggie Bush deserve his Heisman back? Yes, it's all legal now. No. It was illegal then. Caleb, will you please start? Because I do have some strong feelings, and I might alienate some people, including you, with my thoughts on this.
Yes, he should get his Heisman back.
And I've never alienated a co-host, which could be a bad thing, I'm thinking.
Well, let me be very clear. He shouldn't have won that Heisman. Vince Young should have won
that
the Heisman.
That doesn't matter.
I know. But... yes, he deserves his Heisman back. I get he was breaking certain rules that were NCAA rules at the time. I also feel like the Heisman hasn't taken the trophy away from Johnny Manziel, and Johnny Manziel is now on record, has gone on TV and admitted, yeah, I cheated. I took money. I sold autographs. It was against the rules, and I was doing it consistently. And he has been telling everybody that for the last 2 years. They haven't taken his Heisman away. The Heisman Trophy committee sent out a condolences to O.J. Simpson after he passed away, a guy who killed two people who had to give up, who had to sell his Heisman Trophy because he was found guilty in a civil suit for murdering two people, and he had to sell his Heisman Trophy because of that. Yet they sent out condolences to him, and they're going to sit there and say, Reggie Bush, that was the bridge too far, having somebody... give your mom a nicer place to live for a couple of years. Like,
well,
really?
I'm going to take the OJ Simpson and set that aside. Okay. But those are two different, completely different scenarios. And I think Southern Cal has mishandled both. Okay. So can I take that stance? I don't want to compare the two. You can, if you'd like. But with the Reggie Bush situation, it was illegal back then. And I think there are situations that when you break the law and you openly lie about it, that an award like the Heisman Trophy, and some of you all can make fun of this if you would like to, because you know what the Heisman Trophy has done to Johnny Majors and Peyton Manning, two all-time beloved Vols, and I understand that, but it's supposed to stand in some sense for some integrity. And Reggie Bush not only took money illegally, his family took money. They were legal adults. They did things wrong. They won a Heisman Trophy because of that, and they all lied about it. To me, to give it back, what is the point? What do you, other than saying that the Heisman isn't about integrity, what do you gain by giving it back? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Brought to you by Rick Terry Jewelry Design. They want to be your jeweler looking for affordable game day jewelry. How about the fire opals? A Tennessee tradition. RickTerryJewelry.com. What do you gain by giving him the trophy back? Will somebody help me on the message board or Caleb Calhoun? What do you gain?
I think they gain, and this is the big part, some semblance of credibility back. Because here's the thing. You may have a point with the integrity thing, but okay, so they retroactively took Reggie Bush's Heisman away in 2010. By the way, they didn't like sit there and suspend him when he was playing in 05. They said, we're going to, I don't know how you feel. I always hate the whole retroactive going back. We're going to pretend this didn't happen. That was an NCAA.
Well, I don't like it, but I understand it because you want to do a full investigation. We've all seen Dateline before and realized that the husband doesn't always do it, but usually.
Yes, fair enough. You want to give that... does the Pac-10 and the NCAA want to give the money back that was generated from Reggie Bush playing during that time? If they want to pretend that those games didn't exist?
It's exactly, that's fair. That's
do
fair.
They want to give? I mean, I don't see them giving the money back. So, and here's where they really, here is why they had to do this. It's actually because of what's happened since 2010. They gave the Heisman to Johnny Manziel in 2012, who has openly, like I said, openly for 2 to 3 years now told everybody who would listen, yeah, I was cheating. I was selling autographs during that time. And they gave him the Heisman. A year later, they gave the Heisman to Jameis Winston, who was playing a season while he was under investigation for sexual assault. Oh, and I forgot about another one. I just forgot about it. In 2010, the year they took Reggie Bush's Heisman away, the year they took it away, later that year, Cam Newton won the Heisman for a season that he played when he was under investigation for taking money to play himself at Auburn, which we all agree and all believe he took to go to Auburn.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you, Mead Drinker. It justifies the dishonesty. It's not about whether or not it was an altruistic move by Southern California to give his mom a better house. Maybe it was. It was right outside of a rougher neighborhood. I'm aware of that, but it's about the dishonesty. Thank you, Mead Drinker. If I say it off the hook sports, marijuana is illegal, and one of us lives in a state where it's very illegal, but if I say that it's not according to our rules, marijuana and meth, those are the two I pick. Those are the two I take.
So cocaine's okay.
Cocaine. Everything in between's okay. Just don't go straight to the black tar. But no, if I say that everything except for this, that, and Stacey Oliver, our baseball writer, Caleb Calhoun, fell one of those tests, I still have the right to have those rules, right? The NCAA has the right to have those rules back then and continue to enforce it. So why in the world are they coming back? I mean, I'm just still searching for the goal that was accomplished by giving Reggie Bush his trophy back. Did he threaten to sue them? They didn't just wake up and say, hey, let's give Reggie Bush his Heisman back. Something happened, right?
Because they have to, two things happened, I think. One, they have to apply it evenly, Dave. If you're going to have yes, you're right. You have a rule, no smoking marijuana or doing meth. And if I show up, if I fail a drug test with you one day and you fire me, but yeah, Stacey fails a drug test and you don't fire her, I'm going to sit there and say that's unfair. Okay.
Oh, okay. You gotta apply it evenly. That's fair. That's fair.
So Johnny Manziel, why, if they're going to have this standard, why haven't they taken Johnny Manziel's Heisman Trophy? He's admitted multiple times that he took money when he was at Texas A&M and that he sold autographs. By the NCAA's own rule for Reggie Bush, he should be considered, have been considered ineligible from that time, right? And they are letting him keep his Heisman. Cam Newton, okay, he was cleared by the NCAA, but he was at least shopping himself around.
I always thought that was the emblematic point in which the NCAA had no power was Cam Newton, where like if they wanted that, like 20 years, well, it was about 20 years ago, but 50 years ago, they would have forced the issue and come down on them like SMU. But since that point, they haven't had the power to be able to do that. And Auburn would have fought it and they would have retained their national championship and it would have made the NCAA look bad. It's funny you bring up Cam Newton. I've always thought that was the one point in which they threw up their hands and then said, we can't fight this.
Oh, I think that's true too. I absolutely think that's true.
I mean, which one before did the NCAA so weak, and which did the NCAA seem weak, or which one after did they seem strong? They didn't seem strong after, and they sure as heck didn't seem weak when they were coming down on Southern California.
Well, and let's be clear on this part too, because this is a huge deal. If USC didn't have the most arrogant athletic director in the history of arrogant athletic directors in Mike Garrett, that had rubbed everybody the wrong way. You know that, Dave, from back then, because you were covering him hiring Lane Kiffin away. They probably could have beaten the NCAA too. But Mike Garrett was doing these PR moves saying everybody's jealous that they didn't play for USC. They're jealous that they're not Trojans. And you go and hire Lane Kiffin from Tennessee, who was already in some hot water and also was super arrogant at the time. I feel like if USC had been a little more level-headed, they probably could have beaten the NCAA and kept that title and kept Reggie Bush's Heisman, right?
Do me a favor. Pick one word to describe what exactly Southern Cal's hiring of Lane Kiffin would be. Brought to you by Ray Varner Ford.
Bronco, 59,829, 24 Ford Maverick, all-wheel drive, 28,540, 24 Ford Explorer, XLT four-wheel drive, 49,996. Local you trust, experience you can afford. Ray Varner Ford, your East Tennessee Ford dealership.
My word is just dumb. I don't think they get a huge NCAA penalty if they hire anybody but Lane Kiffin without NCAA baggage. You?
I agree. I think that was and Mike Garrett making the hire, like I said, because Mike Garrett was so arrogant. But Lane Kiffin,
if you remember, they got like 36, 38 scholarships. I mean, it was massive.
Yeah. Also, you know,
it was
this,
the biggest since SMU that I recall.
I think, and Tennessee fans don't want to hear this, but it is true. I think a lot of the NCAA administration had a soft spot for Tennessee and felt a little bad for Tennessee with what happened, because I think Tennessee had always been in the NCAA's good graces.
Yep.
For a while. And I think because of that added to them coming down on USC.
Yep. I will tell you this too. I think when you look at Tennessee, if you're going to start giving Heisman trophies back, it was every bit as orchestrated, that 1997 Heisman Trophy campaign, as any other one. And if you want to start giving Heisman trophies back, go back and poll the voters that had a vote in 1997 that gave it to Charles Woodson instead of Peyton Manning. Now, you wouldn't have a lot of those that did not vote for majors, but if you wanted to go back to one where a lot of people are still walking around in the face of this earth, I think that Peyton Manning would end up with the Heisman over Charles Woodson if people had it to do over again. And let's remember, that narrative was largely created by who? That would have been ESPN. And that's a simple fact. Caleb,
let's also,
there, I think there would be a massive change.
Yes, there are layers to this. You're right. There is the Tennessee over-promoting Peyton Manning, and they wanted a new narrative. There was ESPN had a lot of Midwestern journalists at the time, because the Midwest had, you know this, Dave, you went to school for journalism. The Midwest schools, Big Ten schools, were known for journalism. And so they produced... They were factories for journalists at that time. There was a lot of bias there. There was also this, though. because Danny Werfel won the Heisman the year before. So people thought it was anti-SEC bias, but that didn't make sense because Danny Werfel had won the Heisman the year before, despite losing to Florida State. So that it just kind of came down to, people didn't really like Philip Fulmer because a lot of college football analysts at ESPN were very fond of Johnny Majors, and they weren't going to be friendly to Fulmer. See, they were going to give Werfel the Heisman because, you know this, who didn't love Steve Spurrier at ESPN? Everybody loved him. But I know this, Lee Corso and Craig James was at ESPN at the time. They genuinely did not like what was done to Johnny Majors in 92. And I'm sure they had it out for Tennessee after that for a while because of that.
Well, doesn't necessarily surprise me about Lee Corso. I didn't know that about Craig James. Throughout its history, only one defensive player, that's Charles Woodson, has won the Heisman. So we had Mead Drinker ask that question, and that's all that have won it since. If that's all that won it beforehand, it's pretty obvious.